That's right, folks. There's a showdown a-coming.
If this were a Western, it would be closing in on high noon, a gun battle coming on the floors of Congress. Republicans want to push through a bill to the House that would continue a payroll tax cut for 160 million workers. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Good morning, Todd.
Jangling my spurs over here, Celeste.
There you go. There you go. Although this time they're both on the side of the law, right? All right. So we've been talking about this payroll tax cut. They only have a week left unless the president keeps them in Washington. What's the beef now?
Yeah, well, everything's getting tied in together. There are two big things that need to happen before the end of the year. Payroll tax cut and unemployment benefits, as you mentioned, and government funding, a big $1 trillion spending bill to fund the government through fiscal 2012. That expires Friday also. Those two things are going in tandem, and increasingly, they're getting linked together. They both have to happen this week. Now, the House today is going to vote on its version of the unemployment insurance and payroll tax cut bill. The Senate's been doing a lot of votes back and forth over the last couple of weeks. That's been a lot of politics. That's been really about the White House trying to put Republicans in a bad position over the payroll tax. Now, that stuff is over. It's time to cut a deal. The House is going to vote on a GOP bill today, Celeste. It extends the payroll tax. GOP is actually divided on this, but they're going to do it. It extends UI benefits, but it also reforms unemployment insurance. It shortens the maximum allowable benefit from 99 weeks down to 59 weeks. It has some benefit to work programs saying you have to be looking for a job and so forth. But it also pays for it in some controversial ways. There's cuts to there's a federal hiring freeze, cuts to federal pay, cuts to federal pensions. Democrats aren't for that stuff. And also, here's the big one. This bill accelerates the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Remember that thing from a couple of weeks ago? This was a big 1,200-mile pipeline
protests,
from Alberta, Canada.
Activists all up in arms.
Oh, yeah. The Obama administration, that thing's ready to be built. The Obama administration delayed that pipeline, a decision on whether or not to build it from Alberta in Canada all the way down to Texas. They delayed it until after the election because they have a problem with their environmental base. Well, the Republicans are trying to force their hand. Here's Speaker John Boehner yesterday explaining why this should be in a payroll and UI bill, the oil sands pipeline.
The American people want jobs. This is as close to a shovel-ready project as you're ever going to see. This is exactly the description of the kind of jobs plans that the president says he wants to enact.
Although they're going to have trouble when they get that, even if they get it past the House, they're going to have trouble when they get to the Senate, right?
Harry Reid has said, John Boehner, you are wasting your time. This cannot pass the Senate, so stop with the politics on Keystone XL pipeline. We got to see how strong, how many of his own Republicans and what kind of a vote John Boehner gets today. That will determine how strong his bargaining position is. The Senate has to act on their own bill, and they're going to sort of have dueling bills here for the next couple of days.
I'm beginning to wonder. You know, I mean, I know that you said that they're probably going to get all this done before the end of the year, but isn't it just this 1 week left?
Yes, but Congress has an amazing ability to do things when they're forced, of course. And this bill also is going to get linked, tied together like two cars on a train with that big spending bill, which must pass or else there's a government shutdown. Nobody really seems to have the stomach for the kind of showdown that led to the government shutdown, the big one right before Christmas with who? Newt Gingrich back in 1995, that Republicans now think they suffered for. They're still stung
by it. You're talking about the bill that would fund the rest of fiscal 2012.
All of these things are now getting linked together, and it helps pass the payroll UI deal that everything has to get done by the end of the week. You link them together, and it all becomes one big must-pass package. Congress can do amazing things, Celeste, when they're motivated.
Well, but the president has threatened. Am I wrong? He's threatened to keep them there over the holiday.
He has, and he has said we have to do a couple of things before Christmas. We must do the payroll tax extension and UI, and we have to do government spending. So, yes, you know, they may stay another week. They don't necessarily all have to get done by Friday. Congress can say another week of government funding, but the fact that these two bills are linked actually increases the chance of them both getting done. I'm not saying it's going to be pretty, but all of these things sort of have to get done. Everybody seems to have a stake in getting them finished.
And did you participate in the Secret Santa gift exchange?
Well, I did not, but senators did. Celeste, last night, 61 senators had Secret Santa. Now, that means there's 39 Grinches in the Senate. $10 or less was the rule. I'll play you a tape.
$10 or less.
I know. Can you believe it? Do you think John Kerry is capable of spending
$10? One bottle of ketchup, I guess.
Yeah, that was Secret Santa last night. I'll play a piece of tape if you have time from Senator Rob Portman. He was Secret Santa to Senator Michael Bennett from Colorado, caught him coming out of the room.
Since Colorado is the state that produces more beer than any other state in the union, they're pretty proud of that. that I would show him what really good beer was, so I got him a six-pack of Great Lakes Christmas Ale. This is a really fine beer, made from Cuyahoga River water rather than Rocky Mountain spring water, but really good.
So not just a chance to give someone a gift, but also to say my state's better than yours and we have better beer.
Some senators actually did get stockings full of coal, like if you were from West Virginia, you gave somebody a lump of coal. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Don Zwillick, like Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Don.
My pleasure.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.